Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. We're going to have to update our introduction because by now you've probably figured out that I am not Almeen. My name is Jan. We have a wonderful show tonight. We're speaking on behalf of Almeen with a show called The Gathering of the Light Family. And in this show, we have different students who study with Almeen join us to share how Almeen's teachings have changed their lives and development of special gifts that they've received through their studies and their personal work. So that's kind of a great way to help people interconnect and share their experiences. So before we get to our guests, I'd like to do some information about some upcoming classes and some exciting tours that are coming up, all kinds of cool things. So let me give you that information. One of the classes that's going to be starting very soon is the Academy of the Alchemy of the One. I'm sorry. Boy, can't talk today. The Alchemy of the One, and that is a one-month online course. It features the Kivyesta, which is a manifestation tool. That course is going to start on January 1st, so you still have some time to sign up for that. And you can, the best really directions to find anything you want to know related to Almeen's teachings, courses, whatever you may be interested in, books, any other products, is to go to her home website, www.spiritualjourneys.com. On that home page, there's a main window for the Institute of Human Potential, the Academy of Alchemy, and also, just forgot the other one, Interstellar Mysticism, the Institute of Applied Mysticism. You can get on any of those home pages and click there, and it will take you right directly to all the details about each one of those online courses. So that's going to start January 1st. You can still sign up for that. And in that course, you're going to receive the preparation for the personal work you need to do in order to work with the Kivyesta, which is the manifestation tool presented in that course. The next class that will be coming up directly after that will start on February 1st. That course is the Interstellar Mysticism course. It's going to feature a lot more of, I guess we've kind of described it as a little bit easier work, but not in terms of personal inner work and integration, but not so much reading. It's going to be more meditation and, Hello? Hi, I don't know who we're talking to.
This is Jeannie and Gary. We lost you.
Oh, you got disconnected. Okay, yeah. Well, good. Welcome back. Get back in. Hang on tight. I was just talking about Interstellar Mysticism course, and this course is going to feature a lot more interactive work in terms of meditations and tools that will help you to develop all the skills that you need to work with this material, but not so much text, not so much reading. So I think people might be glad to hear that. The course is also going to feature 24 star elixirs, which are from the 12 known and the 12 hidden planets. And these elixirs have a particular frequency that helps balance black and white light to all the effects of some of the nanotechnology, which has a mind-controlling effect that people aren't even aware of in many cases. It also can help with the healings of influences of vaccinations, exposure to radiation, chemicals, etc. And they also assist with unlocking the higher faculties of mind. So that's going to be a really exciting course. Again, that's going to start February 1st, and you can access that site to learn more about that and to register on the Spiritual Journeys home site. The really big exciting thing, which I just found out today, is that on Thursday, December 31st, is going to be the release date of 12 sound elixirs, which are for the 12 known planets and also the 2 Quantific sound elixirs, which have been out but will also come out with this package. You can purchase those on the School of Canna store. And they, I'm not sure what the price will be of those, but again, these are going to bring a lot of the knowledge of the art, the wisdom of these star races and help with integrating consciousness. So those, again, will be coming out December 31st, so look for more information about that. I'd like to turn over and welcome, first of all, Christina, my co-host. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Jan. How you doing? Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's enjoying the holiday season.
So far, so good. Pretty busy.
Great. Okay.
I'd like to have Christina go ahead. I'd like to have her talk about the upcoming really great Sedona class that's planned, and also the Mexico cruise.
Right. Yes. Exactly, Jen. Thank you. So we have 2 classes coming up in January. Fabulous classes. They're back to back. And the first one will be the Sedona class, Sedona, Arizona, and that is January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And then the Mexico one will follow right after that from the 24th until the 31st, and we'll be on a cruise down the Mexican Riviera, and we'll be traveling to ports such as Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas. Now, the registration for both of them, actually the early registration, is due tomorrow. So I really want to put it out there that if you haven't signed up and you're feeling the call to be there, then please do that. The Sedona website, actually with all the information, is almeensedona.com. And the facilitator for Sedona is Joanne Hamilton. And you can reach her at almeensedona@gmail.com. Now, for the Mexican one, I'm the facilitator for that. And all the details are on my website, which is almeeninternationalmystic.com. And both of those right now are $400 for the class, and that is until tomorrow. For the cruise, you have to register for that ASAP, because from what I've heard, there is only a few cabins left on this amazing ship, the Carnival Splendor. And so it's almost full. And you can actually do that with Joanne, the facilitator from Sedona. She has a website set up for that called funintheonegetaways.com. So you can set up everything there. Now, just to let you know also with the Mexico cruise, normally we don't have a class itinerary, but the Infinite has given Almeen one, and it's going to be on the secret history of humanity. So this is going to be a fantastic course. I'm sure it will be a lot more than that. If you look on my website, almeeninternationalmystic.com, you can actually see the daily classes, the information there, what that's going to be about. It's going to be the 3-day class that's spread out over 6 days, mostly in the evening, but there's lots to do there. People are coming with their families, their children, so you can have fun in the day and lots of things to do. So I urge you to sign up. Very quickly, you can also email me at almeeninmexico@gmail.com if you have any questions. So we look forward to seeing many of you there. The class is actually pretty full right now, so we hope you'll join us. Thank you.
Thank you. Great job. Yeah, the class itinerary is so interesting. It's got, I want to read just a few little snippets.
Oh, thanks, Jan.
Yeah, I just happen to have this handy here. Part of the information is, as Christina said, it's the secret or untold history of the human race and of Earth, and not what we've learned in our history books. But part of the information will cover the 7 root races of Lemuria, where they are today, talking about the Lemurian culture and relationship of Lemurian culture with Atlantis. The secret history of the Americas with the rulers of Atlantis and the Aztec priests coming through Montauk, Long Island, and its connection to the inner earth. the connection between the Northern Native American tribes and the star beings. Some of the information from the translation of the petroglyphs, which are hidden inside Bear's Rock and some time capsule formations, and some specific information about the Australian Aboriginals, how they move in the with their dream bodies and work with dream time. Information from the 18 new kingdoms and the gifts that they bring humankind, including creation of a device to restore the life-enhancing properties of food, how to balance bodily nutrients, etc. And also working through information with the star races. And miscellaneous secrets, I like that one. Where is the true Ark of the Covenant? Various replicas, sacred replicas kept in Ethiopia. Lots of different secrets coming forth in this time of sort of the gathering of all the pieces of creation into their interconnectedness. Mm-hmm. So pretty awesome lineup there. So please do check that out. And if you can join us, too, we're going to have a lot of fun on that class and that course. And again, as Christina said, your families can come. And you can do things with them in the daytime, and then at night you can be available to hear Almeen's lectures.
Mm-hmm.
So let's thank you, Christina. Let's also talk to, we have Tim from Florida and Antara from Florida here with us this evening. And we're going to put Tim's special skills as a facilitator along with Antara, and Jim has also helped them with that. But these two are present with us tonight to give us some specific information about an event that they're organizing for Almeen in Florida in February. So you two just go for it. Hello.
And Tara, you want to go or me?
You go ahead.
Okay. All right. We have an event coming up in Tampa, Florida. It's February 26th through the 28th, and actually there will be an evening lecture, a free evening lecture with Almeen on Thursday the 25th at 7 p.m., and then the three-day class will follow. We have free lectures involved with this. This is actually a new process of pods or class workshops, as we call them, coming into effect where Almeen says it's time to start teaching the masses. And I believe the ones that have been following her and working with her, the masters, are supposed to be getting involved with teaching also. So this next event in Florida will have Almeen doing lectures, and in between her lectures, we will be doing extra classes for the different modalities and all of the different things that Almeen has brought to us to teach others, which is the Belvaspita healing, which is healing of the heart, the applied mysticism, and the alchemy, all which have three online courses going right now, and human potential. And along with the Belvaspita, there are several other aspects to it, which are reproductive systems. You've got Kanish Belvaspita, the restoration of the intuitive nature. You got chronic and systemic disease healing, Toltec body healing system. And those are just a few of the different classes that we'll be giving at this event. Let's see. I don't know what to add to that right now. Antara, you want to help me out?
Can I add something, too?
Sure.
We're going to have our chemical sound healing. And that is really an awesome system where you work with the sound elixirs, 18 sound elixirs that Almeen has created, which helps balance the black and white light and bring just overall balance to your body and all of its systems and electromagnetically, etc., in sort of a graceful and easy way. Also, very exciting, there's a new form of yoga that just came out in December called Irash Sattva Yoga, and it's a yoga that has postures that you do, also tapping and pressure points, and there's sound elixirs that go with each one of those, so that's going to be taught there by one of the students who studies with Almeen, Diane. Also, she's going to be, Diane herself is going to be teaching the course on chronic disease in the Belle Hospital, and the information that Almeen has brought through with that, and she's somebody who has used it, and so she's a really good resource person for people who are interested in learning more about that. I just wanted to add those new
items. And the other, and some other ones that are, that we almost get something new every week, and like the interstellar mysticism and all of that is new to us, and we will be going through courses on that, and hopefully we can add those as we go.
Yes. It's hard to not keep adding with Almeen, isn't it? She never stops.
Like I said, we get something new about every week.
Fluidity is definitely a strong suit with all of us because we're flowing. Antarita, do you have some things you want to add, too? I know you probably do for a particular interest of yours.
The Astrology of Isis is exciting. There's actually 96 levels, and we're on level number one, and there is so much that it offers in the way of giving people self-empowerment. It's not like the old astrology where it dictated to you how your day was going to go, but you really get to choose what influences you would like to have happening in your life and really just take control. So I think a lot of people will find that a very attractive modality to learn, and it is rather easy. It's not something that takes a lot of time to be able to get results from it.
Which is the case with pretty much all of Almeen's teaching modalities and information and tools that she's brought through for us.
It's really wonderful.
It is. It's really, and we're going to get on to that with some of the guests on our show, but just hearing people on the show, I get emails, I get phone calls from people who tell me, I mean, I'm not kidding, every day is not an exaggeration, and it has changed and continues to change people's lives in a very empowering way. People just see, you know, habits, conditioning, social views, all kinds of barriers, more or less, that we set up for ourselves and believe them to be us. And when we start releasing those and dissolving those and really realizing who we are, that's, you know, the key to stepping into the empowerment of mastery. So I thank you very much, Tim and Antara, for telling us about that. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we get started with our guest tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to mention the website. I forgot to mention that.
Good point.
It's at www.almeeninflorida.com, and it has most of the information on there that you need to see what we're doing and how to register, and where it's at is not on there yet, the location, but we have gotten that squared away, and it'll be on there within the next few days. And we will have introductions classes into all of these, the Belle Vaspital, the mysticism, the alchemy, the Kriya Vaspital for animal healing, and the sound elixirs and all, so that you could examine them and get a good introduction to what it's all about before taking the class.
Great. Thank you very much for joining us, Tim, and I hope you're going to be on the show again. I think Tim and Antara might be doing a show of their own, as Antara was speaking and Tim was speaking about it's time for, I think Tim actually made that comment, time for the students the masters who study Amin's information to come forward and be teaching others. And so in that light, we're having many of the different students do radio shows. Christina does a radio show, which many times has Amin on as a guest, which she does from the Toronto group. There's a very strong Toronto pod, and they meet, I think, every 2 weeks and do like a meditation or go over Amin's teachings, but Amin often joins them. So it's a way for us to just go forward as we live these teachings and share it with other people. So thank you for joining us, and we'll be in touch, Tim. And I'm going to say hello at this point to Gary and Jeannie and Kyler.
Hey, Jan.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. This is Gary.
Are you there?
Here, I'm going to get Kyler on to say hello.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Yep, get Kyler on there. Hi, Kyler.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi. Good.
Can you talk loud?
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
He's there. We know he's there.
He's there.
Christina?
Go ahead.
I was going to say,
Christina, I have already... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jan.
I was going to say, Christina, I have already forgotten. Did you want to... How about if you ask Gary and Jeannie questions, or did you want me to? I forgot what we agreed on already. There you go. Are you there, Christina? Okay. I don't know where Christina went. Well, I'm going to talk to
Hello.
You.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Are you going to interview them, do you want me to?
No,
okay, go for it.
I would love to say hello to and talk to Gary and Jean. Hello. We haven't met yet, so I'm looking forward to one day meeting you, but how are you? Lovely to have you here.
Thank you. We'd love to meet you, too.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Gary and Jean, maybe you can share with us, because like I said, how did you begin to study with Almeen?
You know, I met Almeen, it was either in 2001 or 2002, I received her name when I needed a healing. I was in Colorado. We live here. And I was looking for someone to help me. I was going through tremendous fear at the time, a type that I'd never encountered. And I went to the highest conscious level person I knew here, and they said they couldn't help me. And I found my way to Almeen. And ever since I received her Ascended Mastery, back then it was the cassette tapes, and then when Gary and I got married, then we continued on with the books and the tapes and the radio show. So we've really been following her a long time, but we didn't do our first pod until December 2008. So we've kind of been hanging in the wings, and we love her work, and our lives have changed and transformed tremendously. So we feel very fortunate.
Well, that's wonderful. So you've actually been with Almeen probably as long as I have, from way back, because I remember doing the Ascended Mastery cassette tapes as well. That's wonderful. So how have you integrated these teachings all this time into your life? Like how do you live your mastery?
You know, it's such an interesting journey, and there's so much to share. Given that Kyler's here, maybe we'll kind of start that way. We definitely have a unique relationship in our family, not only from the three of us, but from Gary and I, not only in how we meet, but how we do our life. Kyler was diagnosed in 2007 with autism, and the miracles around the things that have changed significantly so, I would say, even in the last year, since he has his own personal sound elixir, and just in a lot of the work Gary and I have done, and really want, I guess if I had to say, we've been doing all of Almeen's courses, but the I Am course, when you're taking down your personal matrices, have just done, I would say, and Gary, you can chime in here, just have really helped us to see things differently and to be able to live our life every day where we look at each other going, I don't know who we are. And I think sometimes the more ingrained, let's say, our illusion, our pattern, you know, autism as an example, when it starts to shift, because it was so kind of swung one way, it's just easier to see it. So, mm-hmm. like, when you see it differently, because it was so one way, you know, if it's kind of like a pattern, like we've had patterns where they're not so deep, that you don't necessarily know, one, that you can identify it, and two, that it actually changed. But because of the way our family dynamic got together, it seems very apparent when the changes happen. So to integrate it, there's so many ways, but literally to live every life or every minute of your life doing the different things that you've either learned or being able to look bigger, to not react, to realize things, not to take things personal, to be okay with yourself. It's really hard to language it as to, could I say exactly what it is I'm doing all the time, yet those are very significant and deep changes within a person. And the outside world might look at you the same, but you know within yourself you're so totally different.
Right. And Gary, how has this influenced your and how has it together as a couple, has this integrated into your life?
Oh, it is between the two of us. there's times we'll just look at each other and go, who are we? We've just took the matrixes down the, you know, and it's just, it's amazing the work, what it does for just a relationship, you know, inside of it, because you just, I don't know how to explain it, some of the stuff, because they're beyond words. You really don't have words for some of the work that we're doing. And like I said, I'll look at her some days and I'll just start laughing because there is no words. We'll start talking about something and we can't talk about it. I mean, there's no language to it. And the personal matrices are coming down so quick inside of these courses, it's I guess phenomenal is the only words I have for it.
Well, having studied, you know, for so many years with Almeen, and have you developed any special gifts? Because, am I not mistaken, I remember on the School of Arcana forum, you're also doing Language of Light writing, or is Kyler also doing Language of Light writing? So have any specific special gifts developed?
For me, the languages come through very clear. I never had languages before. Mm-hmm. I will have a lot of, I'll see things not knowing exactly what they are until I get to a pod, and then all of a sudden Almeen will say something and just click, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. It'll just go wow, you know, because you're like, what is this, you know, because you're not really supposed to interpret it. So all of a sudden it comes out in the pod, it's DNA you're working on or something like that, you know, or cameras. Mm-hmm. The orb's been really showing up inside the cameras, the dragons. I think they're fairies, I believe, some of the color ones. And I'm just seeing a lot of interdimensional photos, too, or stuff showing up in photos.
That's wonderful.
Jeannie has writings that come through her, too, so she can talk about that.
Yeah, I think for me, definitely languages have come through, but the clarity I have on, I always was able to have I could see different perspectives in a very large way, and I didn't realize that, I just assumed most people could do that. So I was able to understand a little better what it means or why that happens, and that not everyone can do it. And kind of for me, I go through phases. There's a time when I had a lot of direct communication with the other realms, and now that's shifted a bit, and now it seems like my, like an inner knowingness, and a comfortableness with myself. Those are things that, you know, I always kind of wanted to think I could get to where I needed to go and then I could be done kind of on the earth life. And now I realize that it's kind of not that way, that it's, that there's reasons to be here and to really bask in it. And, the depths of information, I've never been able to tap into before. It, that part's kind of a little harder to language it, but, there's more inside knowingness, so to speak, that I understand at a deeper level that has recently come through.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, can we put Kyler on? He would like to share. He has been doing his own personal sound elixir, and then we've been Belvaspida and Cottage Belvaspida with Kyler, and we asked him if he'd be willing to share with everyone his own experiences with that, and he wanted to. So would that be okay if I put him on the phone?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we have enough time? That's it.
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
Thank you.
I'm getting better, doing stuff than before when I listen to the my sound lectures and get Belvaspida. And
that's wonderful.
That's happening a lot.
And can I ask you a question, Kyler?
What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead, Jan.
I wanted to ask you a question. We got to meet in Colorado. I don't know if you remember me or not. But I was very happy. Okay. I was very happy to meet you, and I remember just... My question would be, I guess, is if you can tell that you feel happier since you are working with your personal sound elixir and the Belvaspida and the Kanish Belvaspida. Those are some big words, aren't they? But really just simply, does it help you feel better and get along better with everybody?
That she's asking you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I loved, Kyler? Do you remember when we were at class and you came one night to watch us? We kind of had a discussion group and we were asking questions to Almeen, and somebody asked about their dragon and they wanted to know where their dragon was, and you hopped right up and said, "Well, I know where it is. I can tell you."
He just got up there
like he taught class every day and just came to the best place ever and just started talking and telling people different pieces of information about their dragons. And I was so happy to see you because it seemed like you felt comfortable and happy there, where maybe some people don't understand about some of the things that we know about, but the people there did understand.
Yeah, he heard you.
So I really enjoyed that, Kyler. That's a very happy memory for me.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're doing so well, Kyler. I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah, sometimes he talks in his mind and he forgets to talk. He's talking to you.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk a lot. He'll talk to you through your brain waves or whatever. Yeah.
Telepathy.
Yeah. But I think we're all doing that more too. I mean, I do that with my husband, where we'll say, "Did you say that out loud, or did I just hear that, or you know, like, what happened there?"
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right. That's what he...
Yeah.
Sometimes he forgets to speak, and we got to say, Kyler, speak, because he forgets sometimes,
well,
because it's also... It's part of him that he just... It's natural.
Natural,
and
yeah.
He just doesn't think about it. Kind of like he sees the other realms like they're there. He doesn't even talk about them unless you really talk to him about them. And he will just, unless you really talk to him like we did in that class there in Colorado, that when he jumped right up, you know, he won't talk about it. So you got to really just
tell
Kyler what's going on.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you exactly what's going on. So.
Well, he looks so happy because it's like, here's some people who know what I'm talking about, you know. These people see what I see. He's ahead of the curve.
Very
much.
He's improved immensely with the, you can see
that's so great.
And I can feel a lot of difference. It's a lot lighter. A lot of the things that's going on, it's a lot lighter in the, feels like for me too, so. Anything else?
That's a huge blessing in your family, huh? For each one and for your whole family.
Well, I think for people to know, like Kyler, when he was 5, in kindergarten, he didn't speak. And the last day of school, he spoke. To now he's in 5th grade, and he can get himself ready for the bus, and he puts the timer on, and I don't have to do that. And, like, to me, that's a miracle. In kindergarten, 1st grade, 2nd grade, even 4th grade, he couldn't do that. And so, or, like, he had this Ameritown for school, and he... One, told us about it before it happened, and two, he picked out what shirt he was going to wear like 2 days before. He's never done that. And for anyone who's had children with autism, they know like that is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other things that he does, I mean, every day, and we keep looking at him like we don't know you, you know, and every day is a surprise. And even Gary, in our relationship, or even within ourselves, we have to remember, I look in the mirror and I go, I don't know you. You know, what am I capable of today? What's my family capable of today? And to watch the changes is truly miraculous.
That is beautiful, Jamie.
Beautiful.
Exactly what we were talking about. Taking these barriers down and really seeing who you can be, you know, letting yourself fly without limitations.
The barriers, yes. That's a good word, barriers, yes. That's what we've noticed. In our relationship, so many barriers have come down.
Well, thank you very much joining us today. It's been fun talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Hopefully we'll meet you one day soon.
All right, bye, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Christine, I'm sorry I jumped in there, but that was the best thing ever if you could have seen Kyler at that class. He got up there like Mr. Professor and started telling everybody about their dragons, and he was just like, well, I know about this. I'm not shy. I can get up here and talk about this. And everybody was just like, this is so cool. And he was in his element and... talking about what he knows about, it was really, really beautiful. Really made me happy.
It is. No, I'm glad I'm glad you were there and you were able to share it. I could feel it as you were describing it. So it's wonderful that he could, share that with everyone. It's a gift as well.
It is. Very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's welcome Antara and... So this is kind of family night, I guess, and one of the things that we've heard from Jamie and Gary and Kyler is how each one of them has felt changes in their life and then how that has also changed their family life, their relationships with friends and family. So in that light, we also have Kay on, who is Antara's mom. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you very much for being on the show tonight. I'm going to start off with Antara and just kind of ask you the questions, how you started studying with Almeen and how you continue to study with her and how you live the teachings in your life.
Okay. Well, I'll start by saying I've been searching for truth for many, many years,
in many different places, many healing modalities, looked at and studied religion. And, you know, when I came across Almeen, it was really divine guidance. I had heard a radio program of someone else that was going to be in Las Vegas. I lived in California at the time. And there was going to be a panel of scientists. But it was so interesting because they were talking about things that don't ever make the media. Well, when I went there, Almeen was the only one who was talking about spiritual things. And her truth was such a high truth. I was immediately very attracted to everything she had to say. And I had the good fortune of her meeting with me after the weekend was over. And I really got to know her a little better and hear about her mystical life. And it just really clinched it even more that this lady has a very deep truth. And this is what I want more than anything. So I became a student and began attending classes with her. And my life began to change more and more. Just the mystical quality, the higher awareness. She helped me with all this. But one point I would like to make about Almeen is she made it very easy for a person, many people, but myself especially. I like to really discern, not just follow. And she always said, just take what fits for you. It wasn't like a sheep looking for a shepherd, but it was really taking what fit. And it's been a very wonderful journey that way. And you had some other questions, so just guide me.
I do. I know that I have felt the same when I started studying with Almeen. I never studied with anybody because I kind of looked around at a lot of different people, and I didn't think anybody had what I was looking for. I was looking for not just a little snippet here or there, but I was looking for somebody who had a hold of some huge empowerment, and that's what she has brought to me also, where she kind of turns around and holds out her hand and says, come on, I did this, you can do it too. And she welcomes you into that circle. And I know for you, working with her and studying with her, I know I've been in classes with you where it's so beautiful to see all of this change every time we see each other, but you physically look more and more luminous every time I see you. So that's, you know, kind of a proof of the pudding, you know, of what's going on in your consciousness and your awareness when your physical body starts, you know, manifesting in specific ways. So I wanted to add that because every time I see you, you look more and more bright and beautiful. And I know I've told you that, so it's not a surprise for me to say that to you. And I wanted to ask you about some of the gifts that you have received, some other types of gifts. For instance, I know in a class that I was with you asked for the gift of interdimensional photography to be able to take photos and see these things. Can you share that with us?
Absolutely. Yes, Almeen had asked us how we would like to contribute in our advancement. And when I say contribute, anything we do spiritually is contributing to what we're all working toward, that higher awareness that's really available to everyone. I did choose the photography. She had mentioned years ago at one of her classes that someday someone, and I believe many people, but she said, somebody here is going to photograph interdimensionally and they're going to create books. And I immediately got so interested in that. And I know a lot of people are doing that type of thing. So I chose that, and immediately when she gave me the blessing, I was able to pick up one of the most remarkable photos was a diva, and it was probably about 8 inches high, and it was right next to my horse, and they really like to be around animals, and that's where I get quite a few of my interdimensional photos, but they're quite interesting because they're many different types of beings, and we're learning what they are. Sometimes it's obvious, like sometimes it's very obviously a fairy. You can just see the outline.
Uh-huh.
There's many things I've asked her, now what is this? Oh, I apologize, the dog is dreaming. I thought he was going to be quiet.
Oh, your dog is going to come and sing too. You're going to have to talk louder so we can hear you over your dog.
Okay.
I'm teasing. That's what mine did too. No, really, it would be good if you'd speak up a little bit too because your voice is soft.
Okay. Well, that was a gift that I'm really enjoying, and I've spoken to Almeen about it, and she has said she's very interested in the interdimensional photography as well because it's really proof of what she's been teaching, because she does refer to the other dimensions quite a bit, and we are seeing proof of it, and we are learning the role they play, who they are, and the dragons are very big in the lives of quite a few of her students, who she refers to as masters, and that is what my mom is having so much fun with. She now has a dragon in her life, and I have a dragon in my life, and they are here to assist us with healing work and those types of things. But we've had a lot of fun because we'll compare notes, such as I asked mine, who's an older dragon, if he would assist her younger dragon with magic. And I didn't tell my mom this, but I did get on the phone with her later, and I said, would you ask Mishpa if she has seen Narspa? And, of course, I got a report back that she says, oh, yes, you'll all hear her talking to in the background, and she'll say, yes, he was here this morning briefly to get her started on her lessons. And it's so fun to get that confirmation.
It is. I know a lot of people have gotten photos of the dragons, too. There's one coming up on the Institute of Human Potential course. There's like a stone library that's a dragon library, and then there's really a pretty prominent-looking face. It's lights mostly in some trees, but it's a pretty prominent-looking face. Kay, can you tell us, come on and tell us about your dragon and some of your experiences. You must be able to give that back to Antara, see what her dragon's up to, and call her about it.
Well, it's a lot of fun. September was my first chance to get to meet Almeen, and I really became interested through my daughter, Antara. Didn't know anything about her before, so I felt terribly honored that when I did go to the September pod, I was awarded, I felt, a dragon. And I didn't think I really deserved one, but by the time we got home, back to my home in southern part of Colorado, Antara said to me, because she came to stay with me a few days, she said, why don't you ask Mishpa to see if she made it here where you are? And so I thought, well, okay. So I called out, are you here? I welcome you and hope you find my wild foxy as a friend, because he comes every evening and I feed him. So I said, maybe you could find him for me and let him know that we're back home. And I hope you love my home. And her answer was, well, yes, I'm here, but it's all new to me and I want to get my bearings. And then she said, I've never been here before, but I'll look for Fox. And it took her a couple nights to find him, and he did come around to know that I was back home. So I decided, I was told that they like to be kept busy. So I have a large meadow, and the gophers are out there, and all of a sudden, after living here 15 years, one of them has started to come into my yard, into the lawn, and they're just destroying it, and they're raising the dirt up to the surface and just tearing up my flower beds and everything. So I thought, well, I'll ask Mishpa. And I told her, I said, the gophers are just wrecking everything. Do you think you could find them and tell them to go out into the meadow, that this is my area, and I don't mind them doing what they know how to do, but not here. Well, the day went by and nothing happened, another day, and the gopher was still moving around, making the lawn worse. So in Almeen's book, The Secrets of the Hidden Realms, there is a dragon language. It's limited to words and phrases. So I thought, well, maybe Mishpa doesn't really know what I'm talking about. So I went through that language, and I came up with a very simple message, and it went like this. Help. I can't catch him. Mouse. Run, mouse. Far away, fast, today. I'd be happy, mouse gone. Now, you can tell it's so limited, but there was no word to go for. So I thought, well, she might get confused. And so I asked her finally, I said, you haven't done anything. Do you know what they are? I know my message might have confused you because I had to use the word mouse. And I said, and so finally she said, well, you didn't tell me gophers live underground. I can't see them. So she was she was trying really hard. But she's helped me with the paintings. And I have studied art, and I'm doing portraits of them. And I have the first one of her, she thought was fun, and she loved it, but it wasn't correct. And I said, well, I can't see you. And she said, well, it takes too much energy, and I'm not really old enough to materialize for you just yet. She says, I'm taking lessons from Narspa. So Narspa got busy with his crystal ball and let me know what he looks like. So I have a series of Narspa with Antara, and she's talking to him and telling him that she wants to learn to fly. And he said he could teach her, and the second painting shows him having her airborne, and she's hanging on. And the third one, she's solo.
Gosh.
She's doing a solo over a big area of Colorado, which we have a lot of mountains, and then we have pastures. And Mishpa got her nose out of joint a little bit. She said, you're just doing Narspa. Why don't you do another one of me? So I said, okay.
My turn.
Yes, my turn. And so with reading about dragons in Almeen's book and having Antara help me, Narspa has directed his own painting much better than Mishpa did. So he seems quite pleased with it, and three of them are almost done of him.
Now, can I ask you how, when we were speaking to Kyler, and Kyler was speaking, well, Kyler, really Gary was talking about how for Kyler it's so commonplace to communicate telepathically that he doesn't realize he's not speaking. And so they have to kind of remind him. Now, do you receive impressions telepathically from your dragons? Is that how you communicate?
I would say yes. I think there's times that when I ask her questions, she has trouble with that she doesn't know our language, because one day when we were traveling into town, I asked her if she sings, and she said, oh, yeah, I'd love to sing. And I said, well, maybe we could sing together. And she hesitated and didn't say anything, and she says, well, I sing in dragon, and you won't know it, you know. So I thought, well, finally I said, well, just, you know, hum something for me. And
hum a few bars.
Yeah. And
so, cool.
So she did, but it was so faint, and I couldn't hear it very well. And so there was a strange accompaniment to her voice. So I don't know if she was doing notes and then there was the accompanying, but I've told her to keep singing, and I thought I heard her, and then I asked her, several days later, I said, I want to hear you sing. Would you do it again? I heard you once. And she said, well, you just wanted to hear it so bad that a little bit leaked through, she felt. So I haven't heard her really, you know, extensively sing yet, but I'm working on it, and I'm... She said that I have to learn to focus better. I get a lot of information from her. She's telling me what to do.
Wow.
It's just so amazing. It's like a journey to go on, you know, with any friend where you learn their name, you learn to speak a common language. It would be like having a friend who speaks a foreign language
and
you're trying to find a common ground.
Yeah.
You see?
She's really funny. One time I was trying to figure out, you know, I can't see her, so I don't know where she is. And it's quite cold here, so she's starting to like to be in the living room by the wood stove. And one night it got a little too hot in there, and so I asked her in the morning, I said, well, where are you? And she said, I'm right here in your bedroom. And I said, oh my gosh, I said, you know, did I step on you or walk right through you? She said, yeah, you walked right through me. It tickles. You know, I didn't expect anything like that. She said, just tickle.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and it's not something that you would, you know, think to imagine or anything.
Yeah, she's just,
you know,
enjoy.
You know what it reminds me of also, and to me it's sort of like the animals, the hidden kingdoms. They're beings who certainly have great awareness and intelligence. We just don't know how to communicate, as you're saying. But like with animals, I know with my dogs, I try to picture in my mind what I want to communicate, so I don't have to do it with words, although they know for sure when you say go for a walk, or, you know, they know those words.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's like a way to sort of do telepathy with words or with pictures versus words. I wonder if that would work with them. We have to write our Hitchhiker's Guide to Dragons in the Cosmos or something like that.
One thing she's taught me, though, is to get K out of the way, is the way I put it.
Yeah.
When I'm painting. And she said, just get you out of the way and become the tool. And then all this flows through. Otherwise, I miss it. And when I start missing it, I quit painting. And I figure this is the time I have to stop and wait until it's right again. And then you feel it, and you know.
And in that way, it's all of our connection with Source, you know, it's the same. We have to get out of the way and just let it come through, because we think we're all these other things, but when we get out of the way, then
mm-hmm.
it's true, you know, Source can come through.
Yeah.
That's some really great stories you had there. So you and Antara are having fun beyond what you ever thought you might share as a mother and daughter, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know if Antara would be angry with me or not, but when she was born too early, I was told that she might not make it, and I refused that. I absolutely would not tolerate that thought, and it's because of her that I'm here now enjoying my wonderful dragon, Mishpa.
And the mastery of these teachings, what a beautiful gift to share together, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because of her I'm learning all this. So.
Beautiful.
Yes, a lot more than just fun. We're really learning, and actually, like was mentioned earlier, they're very duty-oriented. They want to be kept busy. And Narspa, through Almeen, you know, when she told me Narspa was assigned to me, she said, he wants to work with or take care of your animals. And so I just began to realize he just likes animals and wants to work with them. So the assignments he goes on, she suggests we keep them busy. Well, I have so much respect for him. I ask him what he wants to do. And I'll sometimes get a picture, a mental picture, like in your third eye.
Uh-huh,
sometimes
uh-huh.
I'll get a idea. Sometimes I'll actually get a sentence or words. And I'll ask him a few days later what the outcome was. Sometimes I'll get, I'm not done yet. Sometimes I'll get detail, and I learn from it, which is great. And he's asking
with interconnectedness.
Yeah, and
you know what, Antara,
I
love hearing this, and I want to have you back so you can tell us some more about this, because I think there's going to be a lot of people that want to talk about their dragons and their experiences. I hate to cut you short, but we have to end our show tonight.
Oh, all right.
Thank you very much, both of you, for being, and as you said, it's so much more than fun. It's a sacred journey, and I feel very blessed to travel with you, with all of you. Christina, thank you very much, and good night, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
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 We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.